Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. Baseball free agent draft is tonight. The Houston Astros have the number one pick in the draft. They're looking at Brady Aiken, the outstanding pitcher from Cathedral Catholic here in San Diego. Rancho Bernardo's power-hitting catcher and outfielder Alex Jackson could go as high as number two to Miami. Padres are going to draft 13th in the first round. They're looking for a college ball player, a bat. Padres looking seriously at Oregon State outfielder Mike Conforto, hit 364 for the Beavers this season. Or Indiana University catcher Kyle Schwarber, the best power hitter in college baseball. He'd have to be converted, though, to a first baseman. Padres beat the Pirates on Wednesday at Petco Park 3-2. San Diego giving new meaning to the word small ball. The Friars won the game with one hit, a swinging base hit bunt. They had nine walks. There was an error. There was a hit batsman. Ian Kennedy won his third game in a row for the Friars. Good news, bad news in the Padre clubhouse. Andrew Cashner throws 45 pitches in a bullpen session. No setback whatsoever. He's ready to go back into the rotation likely on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Padres call up hot-hitting minor league second baseman Jace Peterson from AAA El Paso. The bad news, Chase Headley bruises a foot when he's hit by a pitch. The worst news, Jed Jerko, slump-ridden, batting in the 160s, could be headed to the disabled list. Cortisone shot late yesterday for plantar fasciitis in his foot. Something's not right with the Dodgers. They got beat again by the White Sox in Los Angeles last night, 2-1. Adam Dunn hit a home run. Dodgers have lost five home games in 1 week to the Pirates and the White Sox. And now trouble within the clubhouse. Don Mattingly goes public, says there is team chemistry problems despite this $239 million payroll. He says they're just not playing very well together, very streaky, and he used the word individual agendas. Not good at Dodger Stadium. Angels won in Houston. Garrett Richards throws a four-hitter, snapping the Halos' four-game losing streak. Not good news, though. Mike Trout in a Houston hospital. Ongoing examination of back problems. Around Major League Baseball, Arizona's had a miserable season. They creamed Colorado 16-8 last night. Paul Goldschmidt and Miguel Montero combined for six hits and 10 RBIs in the game. Washington pasted the Phillies. Ex-Aztec Steven Strasburg, 11 strikeouts. Oakland A's beat the Yankees again. Yanis Cespedes, the Cuban, had two home runs in that game. The Athletics are 37-22. And two teams going in opposite directions. Toronto drilled Detroit. The Jays have won 18 of their last 22. Tigers have lost 12 of their last 16. Baseball's mourning the passing of Popeye Don Zimmer, longtime Major League third baseman, Major League manager, coach, and personality. He's passed away, spent 66 years in Major League Baseball. Injury front, Texas Ranger pitcher Matt Harrison done for the season. Disc fusion surgery in his back, and if it's not bad enough, the Rangers lose another pitcher last night. Alexi Elgando re-injures his elbow. Boston loses catcher Ryan LaVarnway. Surgery, fractured wrist. Detroit, a setback for their star shortstop Jose Iglesias. He's recovering from a double fracture of his shins, re-injured one of the shins while working out. Rockies DL outfielder Carlos Gonzalez, ongoing finger problems. Meanwhile, the Cubs have eaten a $4.4 million contract of relief ace Jose Veras. They have given him his outright release. Kansas City releases former Padre pitcher Brett Tomko, and the Yankees have signed former Padre left-handed pitcher Wade LeBlanc. Major League Baseball fined David Price of Tampa Bay $10,000 for beaning David Ortiz, and then they nailed Red Sox pitcher Brandon Workman 6-game suspension for throwing a retaliation pitch against a Rays player. NBA basketball, Game 1, Championship Series, Miami-San Antonio. Interesting matchup tonight. Tony Parker has been plagued by injured ankles. He's going to start. How long he holds up remains to be seen. But when the Spurs have Parker in the lineup against Miami, San Antonio is 17-12. What great matchups. The ex-Aztec Kawhi Leonard will be matched up against LeBron James. Chris Bosh will be matched up against the big forward Tim Duncan. And Parker will go against Dwayne Wade. One other basketball note, the Washington Wizards have given a two-year contract extension to Coach Randy Whitman, who fixed that ailing franchise and actually got him into the playoffs this past season. NFL football, he's a rich man, Colin Kaepernick, quarterback San Francisco 49ers, 6 years, $110 million, $60 million of it guaranteed. New York Giants setback, team doctors refusing to clear running back David Wilson for contact practices, slow to recover from neck surgery. Rams in a controversial move have hired Greg Williams as defensive coordinator. Williams was the defensive coordinator with the New Orleans Saints when they ran the, quote, bounty club that led to that scandal, the fines, and all those suspensions. and Buffalo police investigating a drag racing incident in which defensive tackle Marcel Darius crashed. Now find out the guy he was drag racing was his teammate, defensive end Jerry Hughes. NHL hockey, Game 1 Stanley Cup Finals. It was vintage LA Kings postseason play. Rally from a 2-0 deficit at home at the Staples Center, tie the game, and then win it in overtime when Justin Williams snaps off a wrist shot in the slot after a Ranger defenseman mishandled the puck. 3-2 Kings win. Kings outshot the Rangers 14-0 third period. They held the Blue Shirts without a shot for 12 minutes in that game. At the end, Kings have a 1-0 lead in the series, second game on Saturday. French Open tennis tournament, Rafael Nadal wins his 33rd match in a row on the Roland Garros clay. He wins 13 of 14 games in one spot, moves to the men's semifinals. He'll tangle with Andy Murray, who grinded his way to a quarterfinal victory. Belmont Stakes, California Chrome is going to start inside in the 11-horse field on Saturday as Chrome goes for the Triple Crown win, post position 2 for that pony. And in soccer, England's World Cup soccer team, of all places, shows up in Miami. They've elected at the last minute to train in the heat and humidity in Miami for 10 days to get ready for the elements they're going to face in Brazil as the World Cup starts mid-June. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.